Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Scott Berger. We're talking about the boys' hoops, 15-4 on the season. About the 10-3 in the Big 7 League with one game remaining. That's tomorrow night, the makeup game at Hiawatha. Just one game at home against Hiawatha. One game last Friday since we spoke, Coach. A loss at Royal Valley, ended up falling 57-42 to the Big 7 League champs. And I felt like after the first few minutes, the game was pretty even, but unfortunately Friday night it seemed like a little bit too big of a hole dug there early that just couldn't quite climb out of against a really good team.
And you said it correctly when you said a really good team. They're just they're very talented. They're big. They're athletic. You know, they played varsity ball for a lot of times, or I should say for many years, and yeah, they showed why they're one of the best teams in the state. And you know, I feel like they're one of the top two or three teams in the state, and so let our kids know where we need to be if we want to be up there. And so it was a good game for us. I thought our kids battled. We closed it, I don't know, 6 or something in the third, and then we got kind of in some foul trouble, and I don't know if that makes a difference in the game, but it sure would have helped us. You know what I'm saying? If we could have been playing everybody all the time, so. Just talk to them, and congratulations on a league championship for them.
Yeah, for them, I think that's the third year in a row now. But for your team, I mean, Tuesday night's game postponed, so it's not ideal. I mean, to have this game when you already kind of are looking ahead and you already know, you know, in sub-state it's a first-round home matchup with Silver Lake that's going to happen pretty quickly on Monday. So how do you approach this game, I guess, against Hiawatha, knowing that, you know, the bigger picture is Silver Lake next week?
It's just the old mentality, one game at a time, and we're just excited to get to play them. They're a good opponent, and they caused some problems with us, or for us, I should say, with their quickness, and they like to shoot a lot of threes, and so we got our hands full the first time we played them. They led most of the game, and we came back at the very end, and so it's a good game for us. It'll prepare us for Silver Lake, and I'm not concerned about, moving the game back on Thursday. You know, the kids get a play, and normally we would go Friday and a Tuesday, but this time we're going to go Thursday and a Monday. So we're excited about the opportunity and look forward to the challenge.
We've talked about how, great of a season this has been, and it has a chance to get even better here over the next, in the final week or two. But, the guys have done a great job this year turning it around and playing together. What do you feel like this team is still capable of? I mean, have they played their best ball yet? What's this team capable of finishing out the season?
I don't know. I know this. They've always play hard. They always play with confidence. And I think we're just gradually getting a little better each game. And as a coach, that's all you can ask for at this time of the year where – it's one game and you lose and you're done. It does change maybe just the urgency of making sure you're at your best. But we talk all year about the thing we can control, and that is our defense. We can control our defense and we can control our rebounding. Some days the shot's not going to go in, but we feel like if we play great defense and limit our opponents, we always have a goal of right around 40 points. If we can limit it to that and control the boards, we feel like we got a good chance. And our sub-state is stacked, and even, the first round, Silver Lake, they had us down by 15 at halftime the first time we played them. So it's going to be a challenge. And, I'm looking forward to it and seeing how our kids respond.
Yeah, certainly a dogfight and a grind, but should be an exciting sub-state week for sure. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you, Justin.
Coach Scott Berger of the Blue Jays, they see about the locker room chats courtesy of Sailor Insurance Service, Garrett Country Mart, and C&K Service in Sabetha.